And in fact, the precursor to Twitter was the company before it was a company called Odeo, which was making a web-based podcast.
Planet of the Airways, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses, Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that voters in West Stockbridge are voting again July 17th after a May 8th election and a May 19th recount ended in a 202 to 202 tie between Kathleen Carrizy and John Piasecki for a town board seat. Because only 406 out of the town's 1,217 registered voters cast ballots in May, Carrizy says, quote, "I really think that it's a get the vote out situation," unquote. A controversy between two neighbors and business owners over noise, zoning, and permits has had tempers high in West Stockbridge recently, and both candidates have said they want to see a return to civil discourse. Voting is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Town Hall Gymnasium on July 17th. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that officials in the town of Coxsackie want Governor Kathy Hochul to veto a bill that would consolidate local elections to even years, save money, and increase the number of people voting for local offices. Election turnout is much higher in even years when presidents and congressional representatives are on the ballot. But Coxsackie Town Supervisor Rick Hans does not see the benefit of more people voting in Coxsackie elections, saying, quote, "If the proposed legislation is enacted into law, local elections will have to compete with state and federal election campaigns for the attention of voters," unquote. While most observers believe not having elections in odd number years would save money, Coxsackie board member Patrick Kennedy said, quote, "It will put added costs into local elections," unquote. Hans makes a clearer argument that, quote, "Separating local elections from the federal and state election campaign cycles gives voters more time to focus on and better understand important local issues. As the law stands now, town and county candidates can present their positions on issues without having to compete with high-profile national and state-level campaigns," unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mike Randall reports in the Times Herald Record that severe storms damaged the area twice in the past week, and more bad weather is forecast from July 14th through July 18th. The series of rainstorms on the way will include some severe thunderstorms and could cause more flooding locally. AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine said, quote, "There are going to be some damaging winds, 40 to 60 miles per hour at times. AccuWeather's max forecast for these storms is 70 miles per hour," unquote. And hail, quote, "can't be ruled out completely," unquote, Nordine said. There could be between 2 and 4 inches of rain falling over the weekend, with as much as 4 to 8 inches in some spots, Nordine said. So with the ground still saturated by last weekend's storms, flooding could occur with the new rainfall. Read more about this story in the Times Herald Record. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Everybody should see everybody. I am Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. A wave of exclusion is sweeping the nation in state legislatures and federal courts, including the Supreme Court. Major targets of this marginalization are members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Last week, a federal appeals court affirmed Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The American Civil Liberties Union said in a statement after the decision, "This ruling is beyond disappointing and a heartbreaking development for thousands of transgender youth, their doctors, and their families. We'll continue to challenge this law until it is permanently defeated," unquote. While trans people are most openly and consistently in the crosshairs, another group is suffering as well, intersex people. A remarkable new documentary called Everybody is now hitting theaters, exposing the extent of the abuse heaped on this community, highlighting the vibrant movement for justice and human rights for intersex people growing worldwide. Everybody is a powerful must-see documentary directed by Oscar-nominated filmmaker Julie Cohen. According to Planned Parenthood, intersex, the I in LGBTQIA, is an umbrella term that describes bodies that fall outside the strict male-female binary. This could be, quote, a person with both ovarian and testicular tissues. Other intersex people have combinations of chromosomes that are different than XY, unquote. An estimated 1.7% of people have some intersex characteristics. Historically, the medical establishment in the United States subjected most intersex people to surgery to, well, they call it correct them, often as children or infants. Many children were not told they're intersex or that they had an operation. Others were told to keep quiet by doctors and/or their parents to avoid stigma and shame. While trans youth are increasingly being prevented from seeking gender-affirming care, including surgery, intersex people are often subjected to surgery without their knowledge. Many trans care bans make an exception to allow surgery on intersex infants and children, which too often is done without real informed consent. The medical and emotional trauma resulting from these non-consensual surgeries has been immense. Everybody features three remarkable intersex activists: River Gayo, they, them, Sean Cypher Wall, he, him, and Alicia Roth-Weigel, she, they. They highlight the wide variation in how intersexuality presents itself and the incredible courage underpinning the movement for intersex inclusion and justice.
On my medical records, it was noted that I had a small phallus and undescended testes.
That's Cypher Wall speaking on Democracy Now!
They just made the arbitrary decision to assign me as female and raise me as a girl, but I never felt like a girl. My mom had two children before me who also had AIS, and they were born during the 60s, where the protocol was to sort of remove what they considered gonads, but which were really undescended testes. And so those surgeries were done in infancy. When I was born, they also wanted to do that. And this was at Columbia Presbyterian here in New York City. And my mom said no, you know, because something didn't feel right to her. And, you know, she kept saying no. And the only reason why she consented to surgery is that the doctor at the time told her that these gonads, and I put those in quotes too, these gonads were cancerous. And because of the risk of cancer in my family, she consented.
What mother
and
wouldn't?
It wasn't, of course, you know? But what I would say is that it wasn't thorough, informed consent.
And it turned out, of course, you saw the records that, in fact, you were not in any way, you did not have cancer.
I did not. I received those records when I was 25, and I felt betrayed, I felt angry, and I think there was a whole part of my life that I was cheated out of. And what I experienced, what other people have experienced, are civil rights and human rights violations.
Everybody includes intersex activist Alicia Roth-Weigel's 2017 testimony before a Texas Senate committee in opposition to bills that would have discriminated against transgender people and their ability to use public restrooms.
I have XY chromosomes. So I stand here today, or sit here today, representing the I in LGBTQIA, which stands for intersex. Because of a condition called complete androgen insensitivity, I was born phenotypically female on the outside with a woman's anatomy, but with internal testes instead of ovaries. And they were subsequently removed.
Ruth Weigel appeared on the Democracy Now! NewsHour and explained,
I am a proud Texas woman who is fighting against our high rates of maternal mortality in the state, that is fighting for body autonomy across the spectrum of all human rights, including free and fair access to abortions. And so I think bringing the intersex movement intersectionally into the women's movement is a really, really important fight.
Intersex activists are fighting for their rights, Alicia Ruth Weigel explained.
New York City was the first city to pass an ordinance that formally condemned surgeries and outlawed them in New York Health and Hospitals' public health system. It also mandated a public awareness campaign for parents and doctors of intersex children so that they can make better informed decisions than any of our parents were able to, often at the hands of misinformation provided to them by the medical community.
This ordinance has now been replicated in Austin, Texas, and is now being considered in the New York State Legislature.
The state of New York is going to be running a public awareness campaign to raise visibility of the existence of people like the three of us and so many others in our movement.
Director Julie Cohen says she hopes everybody promotes
more openness, more understanding, less shame and secrecy, more pride, understanding that there is a broad spectrum of what normal can be and what beauty and pride can be all about. Is part of what this film is all about.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
National Weather Service in Albany warns that severe thunderstorms and possible heavy rain is possible over the next several days, with a 20% chance forecast on Saturday, mostly after 3 p.m., with a high of 85 and a low on Saturday night around 66, with a 60% chance of showers and a thunderstorm. And some of the storms could be heavy on Saturday night and into Sunday, when there's a 90% chance of rain, with a high of 80 and a low around 64. Monday should be sunny with a high of 86 and a low around 65. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
And we are on, folks. Kieran here with you. Creative community radio shows constantly coming your way here on WGXC. We didn't even talk about the pledge drive situation that's just about kicking off and starting now. And we're going through the 21st, and we're absolutely and completely encouraging our folks listening to become a monthly sustaining donor. Become a donor of this community radio project. It's free speech radio. It's independent. It is community-based. It is creative. It is what allows us to have some sort of break from the corporate monopoly on the media right now, which 90% of the media in the United States of America is controlled by approximately 3, 4, 5 corporations. It's sort of like the beer industry. It's absolutely a travesty. And what you get with the four corporations that control the beer is really crappy beer. And it's just very similar to the media, I have to say, in my humble opinion here as your community radio host. Kieran here with you.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bo Hey Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General De Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot.
and representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffer. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. A great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Wave Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The Art Park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farm's International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farm's Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with WGXC Flora and Fauna Report, listening in on what's been happening lately with the plants and animals at Wave Farm. Story of the week has been the rain at Wave Farm, and lots of it. It has brought down nuts from the shagbark hickory trees, early green soft versions, and it has sprouted mushrooms throughout the Wave Farm forest. There are mushrooms coming up everywhere now that the ground is good and moist. And it is good and moist, isn't it? We also have milkweed for the local monarch butterflies. Shoulder height at some points. And you can hear some of the birds in the background, some of the water flowing in the foreground, some of the occasional traffic on Route 23 at Wave Farm, where we've got open hours on Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m. if you want to come out and tour the Wave Farm Art Park and see the art installations.
Stay tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC today during our silent pledge drive. We're trying to keep the talk off the air about the pledge drive and just online, but it's a secret. You can make a donation at wgxc.org/donate, and especially you can become a sustaining supporter to keep community radio providing all sorts of different voices on the air at 90.7 FM. We let businesses have a place to talk about what they're selling and let local business thrive. We are a place for local musicians to debut their songs and play live on the radio. WGXC is a place for local youth to have their say and talk about their issues, and a place for senior citizens and everyone else, all ages, on the radio at 90.7 FM. And we hope you can support that at wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporter during our summer silent pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. Please help keep diverse community radio on the air, solar powered at 90.7 FM. Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
I came to in a motel room, tied, standing, that is, my feet Somehow I'm on them, although I was out. I'm in now, but in what I'm not sure. A trance, perhaps. I'm wavy like that. I can't feel my body. I can't feel my eyes. Am I door? I mean, am I dead? I want to scream or even blubber, but I have nothing but helpless thoughts. All I wanted was some new cast iron pans. That's the last thing I remember. Checking the junks in an outdoor flea market and auction run by some country folk with a look of spooky secrets. And now I'm here, hostaged and cursed. The shirts that surround me, I would say, are one with the flesh. The three men in them, nebbish, soily Wook-level fitness with Michigan bad vibrations. These are some diabolical hippies. And I don't know how, and I don't know why, but they got me. They pass around a crystal, giving it a good hard blow before moving it on, finally, into the pocket of the last man in line. Light shorts, heavy on the socks, truly wicked. They gaze in my direction, silent, intense, as if watching smoke from a slow-motion fire projected on the side of a tent. This continues for millennia, until a fourth man enters, wearing a leather jacket, flannel shirt, corduroy pants, and a suede hat with sequins spelling out the word denim. Not too porky, but rich, he carries a birdhouse for a briefcase. From it, he pulls a mister. He tests it in the air with a poof, and cannoli sweetness powders the pissed pants motel air. For sure, he is the ringleader of this jam band of dark star schlamazels. He approaches, addresses a figure that I can now see from the corner of my maybe dead eyes. Tell me, what are you, he asks. I am a boy. I am Elijah, is the response. He sprays the boy with the mister. What are you, Elijah? Spritz, spritz, what are you, Elijah? Someone turn those tunes up louder, man, someone requests. The mister fills up the room beyond a stink. There is something more, warm, wet, choking me in sweet piss, chocolate chips, and citrus. What a door, oh, door, odor, odor. What are you, a door, what are you, a door, what, I am a door, says the boy. With this, the men get giddy and give each other a series of backwards handshakes that evolve into a putrid jig. One man removes his shirt, holds it neatly, and then bounces his trunk in an extended sacred boogie, causing sweat to flee from his chest hair while the other men chant, ooh, glyph, or gliss, gonif, can't make it out. Jeez, just wanted some pans. The shirtless one struts to the boy, and then with one big stride, he steps his foot inside of him, through the stomach, producing the embarrassing sounds of wet pressure. He glides in further, deeper, but the foot finds no exit. He just keeps crawling in, ducking his head under the ribcage, pulling his second foot behind him, and disappearing completely into the boy. The other men follow, smiling and prancing like happy dancing bears, all the way into and through an Elijah, who was once a boy, but is now a door. And when the last of these twisted earth people step out of the motel and into whatever hellish realm the door boy tenders entry, they close his door behind them, and this Elijah vanishes within himself. Now I am alone. I know I am next. The music keeps playing, and the crystals are still smoking in the ashtray. The next batch of boogie boys will no doubt blow in here soon, and when they do, I must not let them through me. I am a human, and I must remember who I am. I creak, I swing, I slam.
when we get to the part where I say that I'm gonna leave. Everybody loves a happy ending, but we don't even try. We go straight past pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore we're safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, but they can dazzle on a light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. You were the spice of life, the gin in my vermouth. And though the sparks would fly, I thought our love was fireproof. Sometimes we'd fight in public, darling, with very little cause. But different kinds of sparks would fly when we got on our own behind closed doors. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we saw were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle all the light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. It's time to tell the truth. These things have to be faced. My fuse is burning out, and all that bound has gone to waste. Don't think for a moment, dear, that we'll ever be through. I'll build a bonfire of my dreams and burn a broken effigy of me and you. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle hard and light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in your eye.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restriction plot.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Next, Selah Graham and Tom DiPietro speak with Carmen Borgia about the Ukuleles Unleashed live performance show on the radio and at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill on Tuesday, July 18th, where they're covering Harry Nilsson's The Point on ukuleles.
There's going to be a show, and you'll give us all the details, where you're going to play the soundtrack to The Point. Now, I happen to love The Point because I'm a huge Harry Nilsson fan. And Harry Nilsson, until I got this new co-host, Harry Nilsson's song Thursday was my theme song for this show. Obviously enough, right?
You always trying to get me in trouble. You always trying to get me in trouble, Playboy.
You didn't like it.
It's a little dry. It's a little dry.
Well, so is, well,
anyway,
for you.
Okay. We're not here to convert anyone to Harry Nilsson, but we do have a very beautiful Harry Nilsson piece. So I am on another WGXC show, John Sturman and I. We host Ukuleles Unleashed, which is the third Tuesday of each month. And for the past years, I've just decided I want to have at least some of the show be live. And so I haven't really had a band at first, and it was COVID. And so I started, you know, I would take the first hour of the show and play stuff by myself. So over the past year, we've done sets of, like, Randy Newman, Commander Cootie, The Roaches was the most recent one we did. And what we do is we pick a song, or I pick a band or a set or an album, and we play through it basically on ukulele. So
nice.
It's like a musical sketch, and I sing it. And then any band members I can get to join me, I do. So
nice.
Lately we've had various band members. So on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 18th, we're going to do the entirety of the Harry Nilsson soundtrack. We're going to call it a soundtrack, but it's sort of the CD, really. I'll explain that in just a second. For a very sweet fairy tale.
Like, animated.
There's pieces of reality missing from it, no question.
An animated.
It's a beautiful, it's work. I love it. It's a beautiful fairy tale, as I think of it. And it was done, I guess, in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was an animated one-off TV show. And I want to say it was in Canada. I don't know if that's true. It was Canadian broadcast. It was narrated by Robin Alan Thicke and animated very cool-looking for the time. I never knew about that. I didn't see that. That wasn't on TV where I grew up. But somewhere in the 80s, I picked up a copy of the whole thing on CD. And I don't know if it's still available that way online. But the CD is just the soundtrack. And it's about a little less than 40 minutes long. Harry Nilsson does the narration. So there's no animation to go with it. So it's perfect for radio. There are 7 really lovely Harry Nilsson songs, and so I'll be singing probably a lot of those. We will be joined by a friend of mine, Nancy Giles, who will be narrating, and because we don't want anyone to have too heavy a load, she'll be splitting it up with Allison Davey and Dave Kelsey, so we'll have a few narrators, and then I'll play the songs. Nancy will probably sing some with me. Bob Goldberg, a local composer, a friend from New York, will be joining us. He'll be playing accordion, and I would guess he would sing some, too. And then, because I'm overly ambitious, I have been egging on. I have Saturday ukulele jams, and so I've been putting together a little ukulele ensemble that will help strum in key places and make it hyper extra beautiful.
Excellent.
The whole thing will be happening on Tuesday at
Tuesday.
Bridge Street Theater.
Bridge Street
here
Theater.
In Catskill on yep. And we're doing it as a benefit for WGXC and for the Bridge Street Theater. It's a total informal. There's no admission. It's going to be a pass the hat benefit.
Oh, that's great.
We'll
you never have those
GXC
around anymore.
There.
That's great.
If you need a bumper sticker or something like that, we might be able to help you out. And but we're getting there to celebrate the fact that we have such a cool radio station that we can play this kind of stuff on and that won't give me any guff if I want to play, you know, a musical theater piece that I think is going to be
right.
Sweet and nice and fun.
So remind me again, Carmen, Tuesday at what time?
Tuesday, we will go on the air at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
And so you can tune in and listen to WGXC live, just like you always do on Tuesday, because I know everybody always tunes in to my
That's
show.
Right.
So
oh, that's when your show normally is?
Or you can come to... I'm sorry, say that again?
That's when your show normally is, right? Tuesday, 8 p.m.?
Our show is ordinarily, yes, it's Tuesdays, the third Tuesday of each month, from 8 to 10 p.m. So that is this coming Tuesday, the 18th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And John's going to host. It's going to be kind of like a party at the Bridge Street. So we'll make the audience so we can hear them hoot and holler if they do that. You know, it's the middle of it's kind of, I do ukulele jams on Saturdays. One of them is at the Chatham Library, so that's free for people. I pass the hat at one in Catskill. And so this is like a little ukulele club, and, you know, it's a reason we have to play some songs together. So that's the basics of it. Ask me more. Tell me things about Harry Nilsson. I don't know, because there must be some.
Oh, boy. Harry Nilsson went out of this world in not the best way. You know, he was very self-indulgent in his later years.
What do you mean when you say self-indulgent? You mean wine?
Booze and drugs. Okay. And one of his cohorts during...
And this would have been during the cocaine. And probably would have been, like, he must have been a high... He died young, like early 50s, right?
And in those years, he was hanging out with John Lennon. When John Lennon went on his walkabout, if you recall that period in John Lennon's life, his cohort was Harry Nilsson. Now, Nilsson had an amazing career because it was all over the place. Nilsson was really, in the tradition, the great American songwriters because he could write in every genre. I mean, anybody who's heard, say, The Point versus that song Jump Into the Fire, which is completely different, and, you know, Everybody's Talking at Me, which he sang. I mean, he was all over, and he was great at all of it. He was he was an amazing musician, composer. And he did a lot of studio work as well out in California in the day. Did you ever hear the song he wrote to his wife when they were in the middle of a divorce?
I don't remember. I don't know the story.
It's called called Go Blank You.
No.
And he recorded it too. It's on one of his albums.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're breaking my heart. You're tearing it apart.
Yeah.
It's the last track of Nilsson Schmilsson.
There
right?
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Now, Nilsson Schmilsson, I was a total sucker for.
Me too. Me too.
I had that on vinyl. It's a super tight collection of short pop songs that are. And, you know, it came from an era when, like, a lot of bands were really popular, but he was just one guy, and he must not have toured, right? He was more of a studio.
Yeah, he was more of a studio musician.
Guy.
I'll never forget. I wonder who's kissing her now.
He drugged himself out, basically, at an early issue.
Yeah, sadly. So we're talking to Carmen Borgia, who is not a Renaissance murderer, but a ukulele player. I'm sure some of my listeners actually get that reference, but... a ukulele man, and I love
I love that reference.
Yeah. Because I have a BFF who's quite a ukuleleist. Is that a term? Ukuleleist?
You can make it one.
Okay. You may have heard
because
of him.
Because ukulele is true.
You may have heard of him. His name is Stephen Merritt.
he's fantastic.
I know. Isn't he great? Has he ever played with you guys?
No, I don't know. I've never met him personally. I've seen him play a few times.
Okay, maybe we'll make that happen, you know?
He's among the best songwriters there are.
Isn't he incredible?
I mean, he's...
His songs are phenomenal.
Fantastic.
And he's still at it, and he's still playing the ukulele. And I love the ukulele. It's just so basic and simple and beautiful and, you know.
What wife was it that he wrote the song about? Because he had several.
I think it was his first. I don't know. Oh, are you looking him up over there?
It couldn't be the first one because that was only 2 years.
Oh, okay. So it's the second one. We're not talking about Stephen Merritt now. We're talking about Nilsson.
Stephen Merritt. Well, the go-to for me with Stephen Merritt would be 69
Love 69
Songs,
Love
Magnetic
Song.
Fields.
Yep.
It's a 3-CD set. It's just a super great thing to just, like, it's so many good songs. Nicely put together, not overcomplicated production.
Yeah.
Now, just really about the songs.
Now, on your show...
it kind of makes you feel like...
How often do you guys play on your show, or do you just play other people who play the ukulele?
Well, every month I do something live.
Oh.
And so that's run by me, usually. Like I said, last month we did a set of songs by the Roaches.
Oh, right.
And the month before that we did Randy Newman. Or maybe it was the other way around. So... For the past year, I did like 10 of these where, you know, I picked a
picked an artist, you know, for each thing, and then I, you know, learned the songs to the extent that I could play them and hustle a little band together. You know, the idea with the Uke Jams on the Saturdays, which is, you know, sort of, it's for me, it's practicing in public. It's a little bit of music therapy. It gives some of us a reason to get together and just bang through a bunch of songs for an hour and a half. It's something I recommend people do, you know, with music, to just get their hands on it one way or another.
So and how hard is
play
it?
A song that, what's that?
How hard is it to adapt a, oh, look, we're joined by, I think we're being joined by John Sturman. Is that his name, John Sturman?
That's going to be John Sturman. I'd recognize his badge anywhere.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Oh, there he is. And this is Ukuleleist number two of the Catskill Ukulelians. Yeah. Oh, that sounds something like from outer space. I was asking Carmen, how hard is it to adapt a... somebody else's songs to the ukulele? I mean, is there really a kind of simple transition?
It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. You know, if you can get a hold of a chord chart, and, you know, so the books we strum out of, you know, they're all about just strumming a uke. Like, it's not about a complicated thing. So it's you get yourself a little shung, shung, a shung, a shung.
Ah, I see.
Going on the, yeah, you can kind of just get sort of a...
Ah, love it.
So just you can get like a little simple ba-ba-ba-da, so it's pretty easy just with a person. It's not loud, so you can, there's not an expectation that you're supposed to like blow down the block or have the police come or that your amplifier is not big enough. And so, you know, I encourage people of even like they just picked up a ukulele and they don't really know what to do with it, come over to one of our jams and we'll show you how to start strumming it.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill, Hudson. You're listening during our summer silent pledge drive, where we're listening very closely to very occasional calls for your help in sustaining this radio station, this community media project, in all its forms. We're just trying to re-up the number of folks that we've lost as sustaining supporters over the last 6 months, so don't need too many people, but we need you this time to sign up, to do your share to help make sure community voices are on the air at 90.7 FM. All kinds of folks, from teenagers to senior citizens and everyone in between, telling their stories, playing their songs, and having a say on a community platform, a shared community conversation with participation encouraged and emphasized. That's what becoming a sustaining supporter is all about here at WGXC, and we hope that you want to step up and do your part at wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. WGXC.org/donate is the best way to become a sustaining supporter at WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe here at Wave Farm, and on July 22nd, some world-class percussionists are also going to be here at Wave Farm. There'll be Lisa Schoenberg with Leah Bowden and Melanie Medina, doing improvisation with percussion and electronics with the sounds of insects amplified through sculptures on the site of the special tree in the woods at Wave Farm. Azuki Legba and special guests are going to do a gamelan performance with the marimba tree and water drum. Chris Corsano is going to do an improvised solo performance for bark, branch, trunk, and suspended objects. And from Columbia County, noted composer, percussionist, and more, Bobby Previtt is also going to perform on the so-called marimba tree in the woods at Wave Farm on Saturday, July 22nd. You can come out in person to witness it, and we will broadcast the performances on the radio. Here is, from Ithaca, drummer Chris Corsano, who's played with all sorts of folks. Here he's playing with Bill Orcutt. This is Amp versus Drum from Chris Corsano and Bill Orcutt. We'll be right back.
is the 2021 work Additive Inverse from the musician and composer Jim O'Rourke collaborating with Joss Smulders.
Yeah, he kept talking to the